Track 53, Unit 8, page 115, Exam Focus, Listening Part 3. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their experience of going for a ride in a driverless car. For speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt about their experience. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I've always been fascinated by driverless cars. I'd seen loads of pictures of them in magazines, and I always thought they looked really cool. I certainly wasn't disappointed when I saw one in real life. Prior to getting in, I wasn't sure if I would feel as safe as I did in a regular car, which didn't surprise the engineer with me, who said that this was a normal feeling to have. I was interested to see how it would react when it came up against obstacles, like pedestrians or traffic lights, and by the end of the drive, I was happy that we didn't hit anyone or crash into anything.
Speaker 2.
I've always been slightly against the development of driverless cars, mainly because I love being able to control a car myself. It's not that I didn't enjoy the ride, quite the opposite, in fact. It was really comfortable and incredibly secure, which was something I wasn't expecting to feel before getting in. What I didn't realise was how much less risky it is than having human drivers. As well as telling me about how straightforward they are to operate, the engineer also told me the price. It wasn't cheap. But that's hardly surprising, I suppose, given just how much money the car and software industries have invested in driverless technology.
Speaker 3.
I'll be the first to admit that I'm not very good at using technology, and the concept of driverless cars had always terrified me. I was invited to try it out by a friend of mine who works at one of the companies developing driverless cars. While driving along, he did his best to convince me that they're completely safe and that I should be enthusiastic about the benefits it would bring to society. Before all that, though, they need to work on making the car look more attractive, as this didn't impress me at all. If they fix this, I might then be persuaded to buy one in the future.
Speaker 4.
The number of accidents caused by human error while driving is really alarming. So I've always felt confident that driverless cars would be safer. And having now been in a driverless car myself, I've got to say that I can see a very bright future for road users. My experience was like being driven around by the most considerate driver you can imagine. So if there are to be more driverless cars in the future, I think we can expect a transport system that's in everyone's best interests, with fewer delays and less vehicle pollution. So I'm definitely optimistic.
Speaker 5.
Before I went for a ride myself, I did quite a bit of research into the driverless car industry as a whole. What I found was that the level of investment that's gone into getting the whole thing started is absolutely staggering. Amazing, really. I mean, obviously they wouldn't have done it if they didn't think the whole thing had great potential. But unless there are millions of driverless cars on our roads in a relatively short space of time, I can't see that they're going to get any of it back. Furthermore, if the cars don't sell, then the development of driverless technology will go down as one of the most unwise enterprises of all time.